Welcome to Questionable, the show comprised of two boys, one question, and absolutely zero brain cells.
Today we're asking, which came first? The chicken or the egg?
When you say the egg, you make it sound like it's like there's some omnipotent being, like the egg.
Let's get started.
Oh, such a classic question.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Average Headcrab for the idea.
All right, so what do you think?
It's obviously the chicken.
What?
It's the chicken.
Explain.
Okay, so I know this is a really basic argument, and we're probably going to get into, like, the scientifics of which came first.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be honest, I feel like if you look at it at a base level, the chicken came first.
What do you mean by a base level?
So, let's say you have an egg, and it's a chicken egg. Where did that egg come from? What was the origin of that egg?
Chicken.
Boom. Should I say bacock?
Bacock! 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 Okay.
Can an egg do that?
Where did the chicken come from?
It came from an egg. And where
did BAM!
And where did that egg come from?
It came from a chicken, I know.
Exactly.
I know. Wait. But eggs in general were created before chickens were even born.
What do you mean?
Amphibians?
We're talking about chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest here. The only reason egg exists is because a chicken-like creature, I don't know what's the word for it, but like planted an egg or something, and then from the egg came another chicken creature.
Right. So a chicken-like creature that was mutating into a chicken, right?
I wouldn't say mutating, more like evolutioning.
Yeah. Evolutioning, sure. Into a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a chicken yet, right?
Wasn't a chicken yet.
Laid an egg.
Mm-hmm.
The egg came first, and then it was the chicken.
But where do we draw the line between what became a chicken and what is not a chicken? Because I imagine, like, I don't know, like, the time scale for chicken evolution. I'm not a chicken biologist.
I looked it up yesterday.
But, of course you did. I come in here blind. You have, like, an entire textbook. But
yo,
listen.
I texted you and I said, yo, here's tomorrow's question. Research what you want to. Bring any papers if you want to. Look, let me go back in my text.
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh, dang, that's crazy. See, I think it's better if I have zero idea what I'm talking about.
That's true. It does get really funny.
it gets a little goofy, if you will.
But here's the thing, right? Eggs, in general, just existed beforehand. Frogs, right?
We're talking about chicken eggs. I don't know what you're like.
Oh, you're just talking about chicken eggs. No, the question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The egg is
the
implying...
The egg implies that it was a single egg.
Yeah.
The entirety of chickens, or one singular egg.
Grammatically, it can also mean the concept
of an
egg.
Oh, okay. Grammatically.
It can also mean the concept of an egg. So, like, the egg, you know?
When you say the egg, you make it sound like it's, like, some omnipotent being. Like, the egg.
It's the only egg that's ever been created.
No, so, when we say the egg with such importance and emphasis, it has to be a pretty, like, darn important egg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that some random egg 5 million years ago was that pretty darn important? Or would you say, like, the first egg that
Are you saying
us-
Average Headcrab is wrong?
He asked us a question. I'm not sure they could be wrong about a question.
Yeah, I know. Are you saying he asked the wrong question?
I'm saying we're answering it wrong.
Okay. So what's the egg?
The egg is probably going to be...
No, stop.
Listen, let me get my point out. The egg implies, like, the most important egg to ever exist. So what was the most important egg to ever exist? And did it come before chickens?
Do you have an idea in your head or no?
I do.
Okay, explain.
When we think of Earth, what is the most important thing on Earth?
Omelets.
No.
Oxygen.
No, like, creature-wise. Creepy-crawly-wise. Which one is the most important creature on Earth?
Oh, that... A homunculi, that thing you said in episode one. By the way, go back and look at episode one, it's great.
Give us more money.
Oh, it reached its first 100 views yesterday.
Yay!
Yeah, pretty freaking awesome, I know, we're so amazing.
That's like 100 more views than we normally get.
It's true!
Okay, but seriously, when I think of the most...
Don't
Don't do that.
Okay, go.
That's my job. Anyway, so, if you think of the most important egg to ever exist, it has to come from like the most important creature to ever exist. I would argue that the most important egg to ever exist was the first egg that we used artificial human cloning for. Most advanced scientific reason.
I'm sorry, have we done artificial human cloning already?
Yeah, designer babies, we've done all that stuff.
Oh.
So I'd say the first time we've ever done that was probably the most important egg in existence. Came from the most important creatures, and it was most important
to
for eggs.
To us, from another...
A turtle physically can't comprehend anything outside of sand and swim.
That's not true. It can comprehend dig for my eggs. Those eggs, that first egg is the most important egg
How many
in all
eggs
of
to
Earth's history, all of the universe's history. What else lays an egg?
All I'm saying is that
penguins. Check out episode 2. We talk about penguins. It's awesome.
And McDonald's, pretty good.
And McDonald's is great.
Want to know my order?
No, that's actually episode 1.
I have a really good order. It's like less than $30, but it's like really good. We're getting off track, but still, turtles lay like I don't know how many so eggs because I'm not a turtle biologist.
I'm gonna say 100. But
I feel like 20. Let's go.
20.
20 eggs.
20 eggs per hole. Yo, people don't bully us in the comments. Look it up.
I'm looking it up now. Okay, so it turns out that they lay slightly more than 20 eggs. They lay about 110 to 200.
I told you.
But I'm saying 1 out of 200 is not that important. Humans only lay like 1 to 2 eggs. I wouldn't say lay, but only have
I
like
hope
one
you realize
eggs.
It could mean literally the extinction or continuance of the turtle species.
So does it mean for humans? Yeah. All I'm saying is that
turtles are extremely important to humans.
Nuh-uh. A turtle has not filed my taxes. A turtle has not made prices go down. A turtle has not done anything important, unless it was Master Oogway or something.
Have you? Shout out to Master Oogway. Tag him in the comments.
No, not that. No, not that one.
Okay, guys. Wait. What about Minecraft? What about Minecraft?
What?
There are turtle shells in Minecraft, and they allow you to breathe underwater if you put them on your head.
That's not an egg. Sure, it came from an egg. Oh, ho, ho. I'm just saying that turtle eggs in the grand scheme of things are not that important, which is why I think chickens came a bit before humans. Let me research that. Hold on.
Oh, they definitely did. They came...
Oh, yeah, totally.
300, like, six... Oh, they came 316 years ago, were chickens, but eggs were, like, originally created 304 years ago. Research that. So, bam, literally, scientifically, according to Wikipedia, the chicken came after the egg. Hey, quick disclaimer, post-production soup here. I didn't mean it like that. I meant the chickens were the ones 304 million years ago, and the eggs were the one that were, like... 316-something years ago. Sorry. Bye-bye.
What? No, I got the complete opposite reasoning for that. I kind of zoned out while you were talking and just were like, oh yeah, chicken came before egg. We're talking about the egg.
The egg.
The egg.
The egg is a concept in general. It has an egg.
The egg is a singular thing.
It can also mean
singular
an egg.
Thing.
Like, the concept of an egg. An egg.
But if you look at the sentence, the chicken... Does that imply the concept of chickens as a whole?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah, it can't just be the chicken. I'm sure there were more than one chicken at one time.
Hmm, interesting.
Right, so it must be the...
A big blow for a big chicken. Sorry. Okay.
What do you think? Even Google AI says that the egg came before the chicken.
I'm gonna be honest, Google AI is not that reputable of a source, but... Okay, fine. I admit defeat. The egg... came before the proto chickens and the chickens.
Bam! And I would say let's take a break now, but it's not really time for that yet. I don't want to have too short an episode for you guys, so... What do we talk about now?
I really don't know. Normally we're very good at getting off track.
Let's see.
We've been surprisingly well-focused this time.
That's not good.
Yeah.
We need...
It's a whole brand. It's just like... So what do you think of comics?
What do I think of comics? No. Let's talk about designer babies. This relates to proto chickens and eggs and genetics and crap. Wait, no. That brings us back to school. I don't want to talk about school. It's so close. Ah!
Oh, no. You seem a bit pressed about the education system.
No. I love school, but...
Nothing.
We're so in sync. You know what? I love school, but school is like, it's great, but it takes up time. And I want us to keep working on the podcast. Summer's been great.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really had that great of a summer. It's still better than school. That's my motto. I mean, like, school is fun. It's just that when you're stuck, especially like with... Like, the school that we're going into, where you have to, like... The class selections for the hero run are very limited.
That's true.
So I end up not being able to take a lot of the classes that I want to take.
Mm-hmm.
And being forced to take classes that I don't want to take.
Yep. I think as we get into further years, though, it'll be better.
It should get better. It's just I'm a little worried about, like, how my selections are going to, like, keep on going on.
It'll be interesting.
I mean, interesting is a strong word, but, like...
What classes are you taking?
A lot.
Well,
a full day's worth.
You think? No. What are the classes you chose?
I took like all the core classes. Like you have to.
Duh.
I chose like three extra ones.
Yeah.
I got into a chorus class for like I think sophomores. So I'm really lucky I got into that
nice.
Somehow. I think I might be in accounting for some reason. And then I don't know how I got into accounting.
How do you get
I don't know.
AI?
And then I have what's it? I have PE or health, one of those.
PE used to be amazing.
No.
As a little when we played like you know
I played one sport and it was soccer. And they made soccer at like the beginning of the year and they wanted to get through it as fast as possible and then at the end of the year where they never played it.
No, I'm saying PE used to, like, back in elementary school, used to be fire.
I wasn't in elementary, I wasn't in distinguished town, like, in elementary school. I was in an old one, which one, don't mean to diss it, but, like, substantially worse. I hated PE, like, every ounce of my gut. It was horrible.
Okay, well, why?
They would throw a ball at us and say, play. And then leave and probably take like a smoke break in the bathroom.
I think it's great. I think they don't give instruction, which just makes it all the more better. I think it just gets chaotic as hell, and I love it.
I don't like that. I don't like
you like routine.
I'm not. I like a little bit of chaos. It's just that when like you do the same thing, the same quote unquote chaos day after day after day, it becomes less chaos and more like random monotony.
I think that's called life and getting a day job.
But it's gym class in elementary school. It's not a day job.
Same thing.
What do you mean?
Same thing.
So, okay.
Same thing.
I'm done with this. We're having a break.
Okay. See
I'm
y'all.
Putting my foot down. Break time.
Okay. See y'all after the break.
What do you? Okay. Bye.
Such a good episode.
Oh man, I really wish I could suggest some questions for the hit podcast Questionables next episode. If, if only there was a way. Oh, is there a what? Is there a what?
Now there is. Now there is. With YouTube's.
Is there a way?
Yes, there is. With YouTube's new commenting feature, you can give us responses for our next video. The most liked response will become our new video.
Oh, cool.
Yes, very.
Oh, cool.
Yes, very.
Let's get back to the...
You know what? I don't really want to talk about school anymore.
Chip clips.
No.
Yes.
I hate them.
They're amazing.
They're simplistic and they're slowing down everyone's growth.
I disagree. Here, look at this. Look at this. Our whole studio setup is literally... We're so broke. Our whole studio setup is just made... up from chip clips, but it's working and it's just like actually amazing.
Oh, so the old thing, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That is horrible mindset. Want to know why?
Why?
Because with chip clips, they make us think that, oh, we only have to spend $5 to get good sound stuff. When in reality, you actually need some like actual, in our minds, expensive things, which aren't actually expensive if we hadn't gotten these weird chip clip things. They're slowing down our growth.
I'm broke! Could you have come up with something this creative? I don't think so.
Yes, I could have.
But
I
you could've. Didn't.
What?
You didn't.
You're the one who built the sound booth.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't tell me to do anything. You just said, oh, hey, let's record a podcast.
You know what? You're right.
Hey, look, there's a sound booth. I used chip clips duct taped to my wall.
There's no chip clips duct taped to my wall. I literally put nails in the wall to get this up.
Should use duct tape.
It doesn't work.
It's duct tape.
Oh, you're right.
There's literal tape on your walls. Why didn't you use that? Why is there tape?
Because it didn't work. That was attempt number one.
Exactly. So chip clips were your second plan.
Yeah.
Showing how they are not good at all.
Well, I didn't think about chip clips. So
that's because you didn't think of them because they weren't a viable option.
Well, they're a viable option now.
Or are they?
Yes.
Have you tried anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The tape.
So, I mean, but not counting the worst one. You haven't tried.
You
because of chip, the tape at least was bad, but it opened up opportunities. The chip clips did not open up.
Tried magnets.
Any.
Didn't work. That's another option. That's a good option. I was going to put whole nails in the thing, but these chip clips are not damaging the sheets as much as nails would.
How are they even connect? Oh, that one's not connected to anything.
It's connected to this thing, which is somehow keeping it together. Don't unclip it.
That's just useful.
Okay, wait, here. It's connected to the screen door. Unclip it. See what happens.
Oh, see what happens?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to ruin the sound studio.
Unclip it. See what happens. Okay. It's holding the whole thing together. I'm just joking. It does nothing.
Exactly. Chip clips are leaving you in the past. They're bad. They're bad.
You can't see that camera. Do it again.
They're bad.
Yeah.
They're horrible. I don't like chip clips. Now there's a chip click on the microphone. I can't say that word either. They're just
microphone.
The microphone. There's chick clips on the microphone, and it's ruining everything. They're just stunting our growth. Why don't we just like?
They're stunting our growth.
Exactly.
Let's talk about myths like coffee. People say coffee stunts your growth, but I disagree because it doesn't. That's just a myth.
Your reasoning is nuh-uh.
Yeah, their reasoning is nuh-uh. My reasoning is uh-huh.
Listen to
listen.
This.
Okay, listen. Nice.
Soup.
No.
Weird, uncaffeinated coffee liquid.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes.
When you're a wee little homunculus, age like 0 to 10. I wouldn't say 0, but like 1 to 10. And your brain is growing. It's very vulnerable, right? So, is caffeine a drug?
Yes.
Is it as harmful as like heroin?
No.
But it's still a drug.
Yeah.
And what drugs do...
Can I say,
or go up and wait, do can weird I just, stuff
can,
to your
wait, does
brain.
That mean I can say I take drugs now?
Yes.
Mom! Guess what? Mom! You gotta tell my mom I take drugs.
It's about to go awesome.
Mom! I take drugs! Ow! Ow! She wasn't a fan of it! Ow.
Okay, so back to what I was... dang. Okay, so listen, let's say you have this beautiful little sandbox. The sandbox is your child's brain. Now in that sandbox, right?
He's getting all metaphorical.
All the sand is all your neurons and stuff. What caffeine does is that speeds it up a bit. It speeds it up a bit. So while you're placing sand on your sandbox to fill it up, you know what it does? It just like puts sand there, just goes, wrestles all the sand up. And that slightly messes up your brain. And that slight messing up might screw you over when you're older.
I don't think coffee's really a drug. I think it's addictive, but that doesn't mean it's a drug.
The whole point of drugs, or a lot of drugs, is that they are addictive, and that's what makes a lot of them harmful.
But happiness is addictive. It's not a drug. Sugar is not... often sugar is not a drug, but it has addictive chemicals in it.
The problem with that...
That are used in drugs,
is that you're saying, drugs. With dopamine, the whole point of, like, happy... The happy, happy fun juice is that your brain releases it naturally. What drugs can do is that they can make the brain release it unnaturally. So while happiness is addictive, your brain stops it from becoming so. The problem with caffeine is that it goes in your brain, it does stuff, and then over time, it can make you addicted to it. And at the point when you stop taking it...
I didn't mean for this episode to turn into a health class.
This is actually extremely... Like, drugs and stuff and addiction is actually extremely...
I don't want to talk about drugs and stuff on...
Okay, there goes my Wednesday plans, but drugs are bad unless they're tasty. So, next question.
You know what? We're running out of stuff to do. We're going to move on to the next question that was... It was very close. It was off by one like, and...
My bad.
What?
That was me. I didn't like it.
Dang.
No, I actually loved it. It was good.
Murph Dravaquassian, the Flying Dragon, was asking... Like, is cereal soup? Is the ocean soup? What's the real definition of soup?
Ooh, this is a personal one. I can't believe they went for you like that.
Yeah, I'm slightly scared. So what do you think? Is cereal soup?
I have not prepped for this question at all.
Yeah,
just
me
like
either.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
All he's going straight to Google. Wow, there goes all fun. But the problem is that soup is such a broad term that can mean so many things. I think when most people think of soup, they just think of tasty liquid I can drink with little chunks in it. If you think about it that, you're like, oh yeah, of course the ocean is a soup. Of course cereal is a soup. So a bunch of tasty liquid.
All right, well, have you ever heard of WikiHow?
Oh, hell no, what?
WikiHow says, cereal doesn't count as soup by most well-established dictionaries.
That's big dictionary trying to keep cereal down.
Okay, well, let's change that. Is ocean a soup? Well, this kid on Reddit says it's a soup.
Oh, okay, then it must be a soup. Yep, got it.
So let's look up the definition of soup. Let's answer Murph's question.
The Smurf?
No, not Murph.
I kind of hated that movie.
The Smurfs?
Yeah, the Smurf. They really butchered it. Like,
that's not
Gargamel cooked. He did really
definition
good.
Of you.
I can't. Sad.
Type. Definition of soup. A liquid dish typically made of boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in the stock water.
Boiling. Uh-oh. But the problem is that the ocean does have undersea geysers that
That's
very
true.
Much boil water.
It has fish and it has vegetables.
No, what? Ah, seaweed? Does that count?
Yes.
I feel like that counts, yeah.
Yes, that's definitely
so
vegetable.
If a fish so happens to run into a geyser, it gets boiled, and then floats up without getting eaten by something, it's a soup. And the ocean is so big, that's bound to happen.
Huh. Yes.
So ocean is a soup. Why are we agreeing on something? Something is horribly wrong. Did we actually, like, reach a productive conclusion?
Yeah, I think so. Guys, the ocean is a soup, but cereal isn't.
Don't listen to Big Cereal. They're lying to you.
It's true.
Boil your cereal to make it a soup.
Jeez. All right, well, we've made a conclusion which is not normal or probably healthy for us.
Probably problematic, yeah.
I think now is a great time to take a break. And
yeah, I'm putting my foot down. It's break time. Bye-bye.
Breakdown. Play the music! I think now's a great time to talk about
buy me a coffee.
Sorry. Buy me a coffee is a great way to help us out monetarily.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to Patreon, you can give away one-time donations or become a member and get a ton of perks.
Pretty sure it's Patreon, but okay.
Same thing. All proceeds go directly back to you guys in the form of a better podcast, whether that be in production level or something else.
Yeah, like production level.
How?
All donations are greatly appreciated. And there's multiple tiers if you don't want to spend like $800 billion.
There's a script.
What?
There's a script. You're this part right here.
Oh, we are currently raising money to help us become available on a whole array of platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcast. Who uses Apple Podcast?
Like one of my friends.
That's one more than I thought. Okay. And more. See how you can help us get on your favorite platform in the link in the show notes or at buymeacoffee.com/questionable.
That's
buymeacoffee.com/questionable. Oh, so questionable.
Okay, well, we just reached a perfect conclusion, which shouldn't happen.
This feels horrible. I feel uncomfortable. This is, yeah, this is bad.
It's pretty interesting. But what makes people want to argue in the first place? Why can't we all just admit
live in peace and love and harmony?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why are you asking me that?
You seem like the kind of person who would like go into a lengthy yap session about it.
I mean, you're not wrong, but I don't feel like it this time. I'm a bit too tired for this.
That's okay. That's fair.
I feel like yap session.
just go.
People argue when they feel like their ideas are being questioned unfairly.
That's true.
Or they're just mean people.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think arguments happen? You've been asking me a lot of the big ticket questions. Why didn't you answer one, huh?
Why do I think arguments happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, people get angry and get into arguments because, like, anger, it's like a natural response to, like, being, like, powerless. And people feel powerless when their opinions are rejected or told that they're wrong, which makes them get angry, and a natural response to getting angry is getting into an argument.
Well, I'm sorry. I think my definition's better.
What?
Are you questioning me? Are you threatening me? Are you making me feel powerless in this conversation and rejecting my ideas?
Yes.
No, I think we're arguing at this point.
Cool.
I don't think that is a good definition of anger.
Okay, what's the okay, go.
Oh, okay, putting me in the spotlight. So, because that thing only makes it seem like people only get angry in arguments is when their ideas are rejected. I feel like people can get angry in a lot more ways.
No, you asked why people get into arguments, and I said, well, people get into arguments often from anger. I'm not saying the only way people get angry is from arguments.
I feel like we're asking more at this point why people get angry.
Sure.
Because we need to understand why people get angry than people how to get
arguments. People get angry when they feel... actually, you know what? That's true.
Yeah, people get angry.
Or when they're threatened, but, like, that's not...
Like when a bigger peacock shows, like, his brighter feathers than mine, and I get very mad, so I punch him in the face.
Yeah. Paying bills! Bam! We would totally know that, because, yeah.
Got bills to pay, and a lot of things to do for the day.
Start a SoundCloud account. Oh my god.
No way.
What even is SoundCloud, though?
I genuinely don't know.
So what happened was, when I was little, I got SoundCloud on my dad's iPad because he was like, here's a cool way you can show your music. And it sucked. And I was like, okay, funky. And then I saw a bunch of memes about it. I was like, I felt bullied by the memes. I was like, I didn't mean it. I didn't know. I knew it said download it. But every single song is just terrible raps.
I think it's become a joke at this point that rappers who are like not that good.
Or
like,
famous.
For our audio listeners. Soup is doing droplet sounds
for our audio listeners, that's as opposed to the people who
the
just
joke. That's
oh,
that's
I'm how sorry, did you... I'm stupid.
Watch this one. This one's an actual water droplet. Listen, let's listen to Soup's, and then listen to a real water droplet. Okay,
okay, okay. Okay.
That's Soup's. Here's the real one.
he thinks it's a cartoon. It's gonna make a noise.
Here it comes. Give it a second. Okay, Soup, you gave it a really hard standard to meet, and I think it's a little nervous.
You gotta add more water.
Let's find another one. Hold on. Listen.
Shake it a bit.
See, I don't think it sounded anything like what Soup
did. No noise!
Exactly.
Made no noise.
So here's my water droplet impression. See how it's so much closer to the real thing?
Okay, that was better. That was true. I'm like in a Tom and Jerry's freaking...
You think you're doing some like... What like big ass droplet is making that noise? You're going to like...
No!
You're going to like the massive water bucket, all those water parts.
Yes!
And going,
yes!
Yay!
No, it's like those movies where nothing happens and they're just walking and then they look up and all of a sudden something falls on them. But it's those buckets. At the water parks. So it's just like, you just hear
those one.
So all you hear is this. You hear. Looks up.
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't remember the piano sounding like that.
The piano?
Yeah.
What?
It's always a piano.
There's always a piano?
It's always a
piano. Oh, the piano that falls down. Yeah.
Where?
It's like.
Also, if anyone plays Elden Ring, please comment on how to beat Margit. I'm still stuck. I'm level 18 and I still can't do it.
What even is Elden Ring? Explain, please.
Torture. Anyway, so what's your favorite amount of legs on chairs?
That's for another episode.
But I thought people giving us recommendations. This just in Soup thinks your opinions are invalid. You should not comment on our videos because they do nothing.
Wait, no, no!
That was a pretty aggressive scream. You could have just, like, calmly, politely said, I disagree. That was an infactual statement. And you really should not.
Shush! I disagree. That was an infactual statement, and you should really shut the... you should shut the front door.
Oh, okay.
Oh shoot. He's shutting the front door. Dang, you
okay,
shut the
front door shut, Soup destroyed.
Ah! I think we have a fairly short episode here. You wanna?
Yeah. I don't want to be mean or rude, but the two questions were very short and sweet.
Yeah.
Very short and sweet.
Guys, those were great questions, but please make our brains hurt like it's fun. for you guys.
Also, the less research we need to do, the merrier. Because yes. just want to do nothing.
It's just got to be something mind-boggling that Google AI cannot answer.
The less sense it makes, the better. Like, if a rabbit was a crocodile, what is the food chain?
Yes! That would be a good one, okay?
Or just how many legs are best on a chair?
So, tier lists
are good.
Yeah. So, tier lists are amazing. Something that makes no sense. Comment it all down below and like your favorite one. I mean, you saw the whole thing in the skits.
If this video gets more than 2 likes, I will make a silent French drama with soup.
Do you think y'all can do that?
I'm liking and I'm going to alt account to make it a 3.
No!
Doing that silent French drama, baby. I really want to do that.
Oh, no.
Why are you so sad?
Aww.
What is your hatred of silent French dramas?
I don't know. Silent French dramas are just funky. I've never watched one. Oh, never mind.
Of course they're funky.
They're funky.
Never say that again. Blood, what?
All right, well, we're a quarter of a way to 100 subscribers as of posting this.
That is honestly insane. Honestly.
It's actually kind of crazy. We didn't expect to even get 1 subscriber. I fully expected me to go to subscribe to my own channel and all the internet cut out. I expected 0 subscribers on our channel. But we're a quarter of a way. Thank you guys so much. Subscribe, share with people.
Also, shout out to Greg. We know you're out there and we love you.
Oh, yeah, we got to do some shout outs. Today's shout out is to Mima. That's the name. I'm serious. Mima. Thank you to Mima for becoming our the highest level member that you can. But thank you so much. We're ever so grateful. Yeah, check us out on Buy Me a Coffee. I don't know. And the president of the Mammy Space Cats for doing a yearly membership. Yeah, we're very grateful.
And so am I.
I said we.
I heard that.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good way to end the episode. I'm gonna be.
Okay, bye-bye!
Bye!